感谢主带领我们一起来守安息日。
We thank the Lord for guiding us to keep the Sabbath together.
求主带领我们今天的聚会。
And we ask the Lord to guide our service today.
我们现在一起来感谢祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray in a prayer of thanksgiving.
感谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
We praise the Lord. Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
我们现在借着圣灵帮助来学习道理。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit, we will learn the Word of God.
今天早上我们来查考女士师底波拉。
This morning we would like, we're going to study the female judge Deborah.
我们知道以色列人进到埃及以后，进到迦南地以后。
We know that after the Israelites entered into the land of Canaan.
他说耶稣亚跟当代的长老还在的时候，他们敬畏神。
When Joshua and the elders of that generation were still living, they feared God.
但是那一代看见神大能的人过去了以后，
But after that generation that had witnessed the great hand of God,
新兴的一代啊，说他们不认识神。
The new generation that rose up did not know God.
所以就随从了迦南人的坏风俗啊，离弃神拜偶像。
So they followed the bad practices of the local Canaanites and worshipped idols.
所以神就让部分敌人啊兴起来啊来压制他们。
So God allowed their enemies and adversaries to rise up to oppress them.
当他们在受苦当中啊，神就兴起士师来拯救他们。
And when they were being oppressed, God rose up.Judges to save them.
所以四百多年的士师时代是以色列人最艰苦的一段时间。
So the time of the judges was also the most difficult time of the Israelites.
那这个士师啊，一般都是男人来担任。
And typically the judges were these positions held by men.
但是在十几个士师当中有一个女士师啊，叫做底波拉。
But among the tens of judges, there was one woman judge named Deborah.
神却兴起她能够成为以色列国当时的属灵领袖。
And God raised her up to become the spiritual leader of the Israelites.
她能够当士师，而且兼任女先知。
And she was not only the judge, but she was also the prophetess.
我们可以看出她有一种不平凡的特质所以让神来重用她。
And we see that she had this very unique character so that God could use her.
所以我们今天早上就来学习这个女士师底波拉。
So this morning we are going to learn about the female judge, Deborah.
我们首先来看士师记第四章第四节。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 4, verse 4.
士师记四章第四节。
Judges chapter 4, verse 4.
说有一位女先知名叫底波拉，是拉比多的妻子，当时做以色列的士师。第五节。
Verse 5.
她住在以法莲山地拉玛和伯特利中间。在底波拉的宗室下，以色列人都上他那里去听判断。这里谈到这个底波拉他的出身背景。
This passage talks about the background of Deborah.
他应该是属于以法莲支派的人。
And she was someone from the tribe of Ephraim.
他说他住的地方就是在拉玛和伯特利的中间。
So she lived between the Ramah and Bethel area.
所以看起来跟撒母耳的先知啊，他住的地方啊不远。
So she did not live that far away from where the prophet Samuel lived.
当然，这个撒母耳是后来兴起的士师，也是先知。
And of course, we know that Samuel was a judge of a later time, and he was also a prophet.
这里特别记载底波拉是拉比多的妻子。
And in this passage, we see that it specifically says that Deborah was a wife of Lapidoth.
她虽然是拉比多的妻子，但是她也是做士师。
Even though she was the wife of Lapidoth, she was also the judge of Israel.
哦，所以我们看到她一方面啦，能够做以色列的领导者，但是她也兼顾了家庭的责任。
So we see that on one hand, she was able to be judge of Israel. On another hand, she was also able to keep things on in her home.
啊，应该是这个拉比德啊，贤惠的内助。
And we see that she is probably a wise spouse of Lapidoth.
啊，然后说她又是一个女先知。
And it says that she is also a prophetess.
我们知道先知的角色啊，就是成为神的代言人，就是替神传达信息的人。
And we know that the role of a prophet is to be a spokesperson for God.
所以她应该跟神非常的亲近。
So we see that she is probably very close to God.
所以才有神的话常常临到她。
So that the word of God would often come.
然后她可以把神的话传达给以色列百姓。
And then she can relay the word of God to the Israelites.
当以色列百姓有什么需要的时候。哎，他也可以来向神求告啊，神来帮助他们解决各样的问题。
And if the Israelites have any type of need, then she can pray for the Israelites to God, and God can solve their problems.
所以我们看到这个士师的角色在当时代非常重要，是他们的领导者。
And we see that the role of the judge is very important during this time because she is their leader.
啊，这个女先知啊，啊，这更是属灵上的领导者。
And a prophetess is even more so a spiritual leader.
所以我们说传道人就是做先知讲道。
So we say that the preacher is a prophet who preaches.
所以有的人就问说啊，可以不可以有女的传道？
So some people will ask, can there be female preachers?
啊，当然在我们教会里面啊，我们是啊，应该有女传道才对。
But we see that in our church, there should be female preachers as well.
因为在圣经里面都有女先知。
Because in the Bible, we see female prophetesses.
我们现在中国大陆的教会姐妹的传道相当多。
In our churches in mainland China, there are many sisters who are
serving as preachers,
and they are very exemplary.
啊，像在南京教会一个姐妹。
For example, in a church in Nanjing, there is a sister who had converted from another Christian denomination.
啊，一开始在他们家里面啊，二十几个人在啊在聚会。
And originally, the service there was held at her home.
啊，从那里就慢慢发展。
And slowly from her home, they branched out.
现在南京大概有四五千的信徒。
Now in the city of Nanjing, there are around 4,000 to 5,000 members.
啊，像我们在山东的地方
，and in the Shandong area，
也有一个姐妹也是从其他的教会啊到我们教会来。
There's also another sister who was converted from another Christian church.
啊，结果她的先生也是一样
，and her husband was also converted.
他们十几年慢慢发展了，现在大概超过10,000个信徒。
And they had preached for several decades. Now they have over 10,000 members there.
1992年左右啊，有一批啊啊，协和神学院的神学生啊，十七个人啊，归到我们教会。
So in the early 90s, 1992. There were 17 theological students.
后来都成为我们教会中间的干部。
From the government-held seminary that converted to our church.
啊，其中有一半以上啊是姐妹。
Key leaders in our church, and half of them were sisters.
所以我们看到说啊，姐妹在圣工上啊啊也是有相当大的帮助。
So we see that sisters also hold a very prominent role in holy work.
虽然我们美国教会没有姐妹的传道者
，Even though in the U.S. churches we don't have any female preachers.
啊，但是总会的啊规定里面呢、啊，是姐妹是可以报考传道者的。
But under the bylaws of the GA, sisters can apply to be ministers as well.、
啊、我们现在联总有两位姐妹啊，他们是。国外宣教班的学生。
In the IA, there are two sisters who are currently TTP students for evangelism.
我们看诗篇68篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 68.
11节。
Verse
11. 诗篇68篇11节。
Psalm 68,
verse 11. 诗篇68篇11节。
Psalm 68, verse 11.
说主发命令，传好信息的妇女啊，成了大群。他说我们看到说这个姐妹在圣工上可以有非常大的帮助。
So we see that the sisters can receive great help when they are serving in the church.
不只是在家庭里面，在教会里面。
Not just in the home, but also in the church.
甚至在整个社会当中啊，妇女都会成为一股很大的力量。
And even in the society, we see that women are a great force.
中国有一句话说啊，女人可以撑着半边天呢。
And there's a saying in China that says, a woman can hold up half the sky.
表示说啊，这个妇女呀，这个力量啊，我们不能够忽略的。
And the saying is meant to teach us that we should not neglect the strength of a woman.
在教会里面啊，我们也要重视这个姐妹的侍奉。
And in the church, we should also emphasize the importance of servitude of sisters.
我们看到主耶稣在传福音的时候，很多的妇女啊，就跟着在做各种服事工作。
We see that when Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel, there were many women who were ministering to him.
使徒时代啊，也有很多的姐妹啊，在侍奉当中啊，都有非常好的表现。
And in the time of the apostles, there were also many sisters who served in the church.
像有一些教会，比如说腓立比教会。
And there were some churches like the church in Philippi.
就是因为有很多啊爱主的姐妹。
It was because there were so many sisters who loved the Lord at
that
church.
所以这个教会啊，成为一个相当模范、相当有爱心的教会。
That church became a model for the other churches that was full of love.
所以我们也可以从这些姐妹的身上来学习到一些服事的工作。
So from these sisters, we can also learn how we ought to serve.
我们刚刚读过这个四世纪的第四章第五节。
So earlier we read Judges chapter 4 verse 5.
说这个底波拉，他在底波拉的相视下很多人就到了这个地方来求判断。
And the passage said, Deborah would sit under the palm tree of Deborah.
本来这个士师的意思就是审判者。
And the children of Israel would come to her for judgment. And the role of a judge is literally one who judges.
但是实际上十几个士师里面就是底波拉还有最后一个撒母耳，他们有做这种审判的工作。
But if we look among the tens of judges, it was really just Deborah and the last judge Samuel who actually did any judging.
可见这个底波拉应该是相当有智慧，而且为人很公义。
And we see that Deborah was probably very wise and very just.
所以他说在他家的底树下，那个树人家又把它称为底波拉橡树。
So when she sit under the palm tree at her home, people called that tree the tree of Deborah.
因为她就在那个地方行审判。
Because she would make judgments there.
所以人家用她的名字来命那个地方底波拉的橡树。
So they even used her name to name that location and called it the palm tree of Deborah.
我们刚刚讲过说这个审判工作一定要有智慧。
Earlier we mentioned that to judge, you must have wisdom.
因为审判的工作不容易。
Because the work of judging is not easy.
摩西带领以色列百姓的时候，
When Moses was leading the Israelites,
很多百姓也都需要摩西来替他们做审判。
A lot of Israelites needed Moses to make judgments for them.
结果说摩西就一天到晚在那里非常的辛苦。
So from day to night, Moses had to spend a lot of time making these judgments for the people.
后来他的业务就跟他建立啊。
So then his father-in-law advised him.
说你自己一个人做这个审判工作自己一个人担当不了。
His father-in-law said to him, for you alone to make all these judgments is very difficult.
所以你要从百姓当中选起一些 有才能的人。
So you need to select from among the people.
把那个小事情啊，就交给他们去做判断。
People who are able, and then allow them to make decisions on
smaller matters. 把那个重大他们没有办法承担的问题啊，才带到你这里。
And if there are any problems they cannot resolve, then they would bring it to you.
所以他就选起了很多的啊，有智慧的人来帮忙做审判的工作。
So Moses selected several people who are very wise to do this job of judging.
因为这个事情的判断啊，真的很不容易。
Because to make a judgment of any matter is not easy.
我们看箴言二十二章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 22.
和箴言的这里有一句话说啊，将事隐秘啊，是神的智慧。
In this chapter, there's one of the phrases that says.The hidden things belong to the Lord.
将事查清啊，是王的智慧。
And the wisdom of kings is to seek out such things.
所以隐秘的事情是属于神。
So those things that are hidden belong to God.
但是一个君王啊，就是能够把那个隐藏的事情啊，把它查问清楚。
But the role of the king is to seek out and study these things that are hidden.
我们看箴言二十五章第二节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2.
箴言二十五章第二节。
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2.
说将事隐秘乃是神的荣耀，将事查清啊乃是君王的荣耀。
Says it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to search out a matter.
所以你要把一个事情啊查问清楚不容易。
So for a person to find out the truth behind something, 而且要做
正确的判断
to make a correct judgment is not easy.
有时候虽然好像人证物证都有了。
Sometimes it seems like you have all the witnesses and all the evidence.
好像耶稣的案件一样。
Just like the case of Joseph.
事实上啊，他出所存证，他没有犯罪的。
The truth was Joseph did not commit any sin and he did not do anything wrong.
那主人的太太控告他。
But the wife of his master, accused him.
他的衣服又在人家的手上。
And his clothes was with the accuser.
结果他就受冤枉啊，被下在监狱里面。
So he was framed and he was wrongly accused and thrown into prison.
事实上啊，就是冤枉的。
And we see that he was wrongly accused.
我昨天看到一个新闻。
Yesterday I was reading a news article.
有一个青年呐，19岁的时候。
There is a youth.
十几岁的时候。
Who was in his teens.
他还在高中里面读书啊，因为他运动很好。
When he was still in high school, because he was very athletic.
所以就选入那个球队里面。
And he made it to their sports team.
但是有一个同学，女同学就控告他，强暴他。
But there was a female classmate that accused him of raping her.
后来上到法院以后
，and when they brought it up to the court，
他虽然一再否定，不承认。
Even though this boy kept saying that he was not guilty，
但是后来律师跟他讲说按照你这个体格这么壮你如果被判刑的话，可能至少要关40年。
But his counsel advised him saying that based on your physique， if they rule against you, you'll be sentenced.
律师跟他讲说，我看你还是认罪好。
And his lawyer advised him that he should just plead guilty so that they can reduce the sentence.
后来他就认罪了。
So in the end, he pled guilty.
结果判五年监禁。
And they put him in prison for 5 years.
然后再加上五年的看管。
And they added 5 years of probation after that.
这个十年过了以后。
So after 10 years.
已经快30岁了，29岁了。
He is 29 years old. He's almost 30.
后来 后来他那个女同学啊，突然间有一天打电话给他。
This female classmate that had accused him before suddenly gives him a call.
向他道歉。
And apologized to him.
说以前那个是因为他为着什么样的原因呢、啊？啊，所以来诬告他。
And she confessed to him, saying, "In the past, it was because so and so reason, she falsely accused him."
啊，后来他就把这个事情呢、啊，就把那个女同学啊。他讲的话就把他录音下来。
And so, this man recorded everything this female classmate had told him.
后来他就把这个事情再呈现到法院去，结果他就获得平反，认为他没有罪。
And he brought it up to the court again, and finally he was exonerated.
那个女同学不只是控告他。
And so this female classmate didn't just accuse him.
还控告学校啊，说学校发生这个事情，所以学校赔他150万。
She also sued the school because she said the school was the one who allowed it to happen.
后来因为他自己承认他是诬告。
And the school had to pay her X amount of money.
后来法院判他要赔偿学校260万。
And because she confessed that she was lying, so then the court made this classmate that lied to repay the school $2 million.
所以我们看到说，社会上啊，本来这个法院是要很公正的地方。
So we see that the court system is supposed to be a place where justice
is delivered. 那是很多啊，隐藏的事情啊，人没有办法去了解清楚。
But there are a lot of hidden things that people cannot truly understand.
所以才有啊，很多冤枉啊。下奸的事情。
And that's why there are a lot of cases where people are wrongly accused.
所以要做正确的判断，一定要有充足的智慧。
Thrown into prison despite their innocence. So for us to make a correct judgment, we must have a lot of wisdom.
所罗门做王的时候
，When Solomon was king,
他说：“神啊，我这么年轻，我要管理这么多的百姓。
”He said to God, "I am so young, but I have to watch over such a
great
nation."
所以你一定要给我智慧。
So you must give me wisdom.
神因为很喜悦，就赐给他大智慧。
And because God was very pleased with this request, so God gave him great
wisdom. 结果因为所罗门很有智慧，所以他的判断都是超过人的想象，而且非常的正确。
And because Solomon had so much wisdom, the judgments he made were beyond human reason.
因为全国的百姓都看到他有神的智慧。
Because everyone in the nation saw that he had the wisdom of God.
所以百姓都降服。
So the people were also blessed.
这个底波拉，因为他的判断是有智慧、正确的判断。
And because the judgments made by Deborah were correct judgments with wisdom.
而且非常的公义。
And she was also very fair.
他说很多的百姓都主动跑到那里去求他来做判断。
So the people of Israel came to her themselves to ask her to make a judgment.
当然我们知道说要做判断在以色列国他们一定要懂律法。
And we know that if you want to make judgments in the kingdom of Israel, you have to know the law.
因为神的律法就是他们审判的标准。
Because the law of God is the standard they use to make judgments.
所以圣经里面说祭司啦，他们要常常有神的律法。
And that's why the Bible says the priests must know the law of God.
就是做王的人也要把律法抄一份放在身边。
And those who are kings must write down a copy of the law of God and keep it by their side.
他们要了解神的律法，能够照着去遵行。
And they have to understand the law so that they can practice it.
也能够让他们在判断当中因为有神给他们的知识，所以他们能够做正确的判断。
And when they make decisions, because they have the knowledge that God gave them, they can make the correct decisions.
所以这个律法成为以色列百姓他们审判的标准。
So the law becomes the standard of judging for the
Israelites. 也是他们行事的基本原则。
And it is also the basic principle for them to do things.
所以圣经里面说，做祭司的、做领导者的，要常常把神的律法放在心上。
So the Bible says the priests and the kings have to keep the law of the Lord in
their hearts. 不可以离开你们的口。
And the law cannot depart from their mouth.
百姓可以从他们的口中来寻求神的律法。
That from their mouths, the people can learn the can seek the law of the Lord.
他说有时候有一些领导者他们忘掉了神的律法。
And there are some leaders who forget the law of the Lord.
这个 没有办法好好教导百姓，啊，教百姓就迷失掉了。
And they can't teach the people of Israel very well, so the people depart from God.
所以我们看到底波拉本身呢，她很敬重神，而且有神给她的智慧。
So we see that Deborah herself feared and revered God, and God gave her wisdom.
她明白神的律法。
So she knew the law of the Lord.
所以能够公义行事。
So she could make judgments fairly.
能够做一个正确的判断。
Fairly and make the correct judgments.
所以能够让百姓来信服。
So that the people can accept her judgments.
我们今天也要把神的道啊。充实在我们的心中。
Today we also have to put the word of God in
our hearts. 让我们能够走在神所安排给我们的正道上面。
So that we can walk on the righteous path that God has prepared before us.
让我们能够不偏左右。
So that we will not sway to the left or right.
说如果有神的道常常在我们心中啊，我们就能够凡事亨通顺利。
If the word of God abides in our hearts, then everything we do will be prosperous.
这是底波拉第一个优点。
This is the first characteristic that we can learn from Deborah.
我们看诗记第四章的第六节。
Let's continue to read Judges chapter 4 verse 6.
诗记六章四章的第六节。
Judges chapter 4 verse 6.
四章六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
有一第六节。
Verse 6.
说他打发人从拿弗他利的基底斯啊，将亚比拿恩的儿子巴拉召来，对他说啊：“主以色列神愤怒你说，你率领一万拿伯他利和西布伦人上他仆山去。”第七节
，Verse seven，
我必使耶宾的将军呐、西西拉率领他的车辆和全军啊，往基顺河道那里去。我必将他交在你的手里。结果神就启示这个底波拉说啊，你要叫，你要去呼召这个巴拉来。
So the word of God came to Deborah, and God told her
由巴拉来带领啊以色列人一万个精兵啊到这个他伯山去。
And God told Deborah to call Barak.
因为当时的迦南有一个王叫做夏所王叫做耶宾
to call Barak, and Barak would lead 10,000 men because during that time there was a king named Jabin.
因为这个夏所王啊兴盛以后啊，他就欺压以色列百姓，让他们受苦20年。
Because this king Jabin was oppressing the Israelites for 20 years.
我们知道这个夏所啊在犹太地的北方这个地区啊，这个夏所人呐、他们非常强盛的。
And King Jabin was of this area called Hazor, and Hazor was a region that was very powerful.
耶稣亚也曾经啊，带着军队跟他们打仗。
In the northern area of Israel, and Joshua once led an army.
那时候来夏所人的后裔啊，他们又兴起来。
And afterwards, the descendants of the people of Hazor, rose up
again, 大大的欺压以色列人。
And they greatly oppressed the Israelites.
他们不是军队很多啊。
Not only had they have a great army,
他们的装备很好。
They had a lot of equipment as
well. 他们又有很多很多的铁车。
And they also had many chariots.
所以可以说他们敌人的势力很强大。
And we can say that they had a very powerful army.
神叫这个底波拉说，你去召巴拉来。
So God told Deborah to call Barak.
那个巴拉就说啊，你如果跟我同去啊，我就去。
And Barak said to Deborah, "If you go with me, then I will go."
你如果不跟我去啊，我就不去。
But if you will not go with me, I will not go.
因为面对很强大的敌人啊，这个巴拉啊胆怯不敢去。
Because in facing this very powerful enemy, Barak was afraid and didn't want to go.
一方面啊。底波拉就鼓励他说：“神说啊，要把敌人交在你的手里。”
But Deborah encouraged Barak and said, "God said he will deliver the enemy into your
hands." 叫他要勇敢出来征战。
And he encouraged him, saying that you have to go out courageously.
他说：“我会跟你一起去。”
And she said, "I will go with you."
因为跟着他一起上战场来鼓励他，帮他壮胆。
She will go with him onto the battlefield to encourage him so that he can fight.
啊，但是底波拉对这个巴拉说啊。
But Deborah also said to Barak,
因为你没有信心，你胆怯。
Because you had no faith and you were afraid.
所以这一场征战会得胜利。
So, when we win this battle,
啊，但是啊，你没有办法得到荣耀。
But you will not receive the glory.
因为神要把这个敌人的将军啊，啊，被一个妇人所杀。
Because God will allow the commander of the enemy's army to be killed by a woman.
啊，所以他说啊，你要去征战啊，会得胜啊，但是你因为胆怯啊，所以得不到荣耀。
So Deborah told Barak that you will go out and fight and you will win, but because you were afraid, so you will not receive the glory.
啊，后来这个底波拉就跟着巴拉还有的军队啊，就上战场。
So Deborah accompanied Barak and went on the battlefield.
我们看到说啊，这个底波拉的出现对巴拉对以色列人来讲啊。是成为一股啊安定的一种力量。
And we see that the appearance of Deborah was a force that comforted and strengthened all the Israelites.
因为他们看到底波拉在现场。
Because they saw that Deborah was at the front lines.
啊，所以他们呐、啊、就能够啊增加他们的胆量啊，让他们有信心啊，可以帮助得胜。
So their courage was increased, and they had the faith that they will win.
他说：“我们看到说一个妇女啊，有时候在一个场合当中，会变成一种安定的力量。”
So we see that sometimes, women in certain situations will become, the strength that will calm people's hearts.
在一个家庭里面
，in a home，
啊，如果这个妻子啊，这个女主人啊，她能够。啊，帮助丈夫啊，啊，能够把这个家庭就建立起来。
If the wife, the female head of the household, is able to help the husband, lead the family,
啊，就成为这个家庭的一股安定的力量。
She becomes a strength that will calm the whole family.
啊，所以中国人在造注说一个这个安呢、啊，就是。一个房子里面就是一个女人。
That's why if you look at the Chinese character for peace, it is a character composed of a woman under a roof.
所以圣经里面说啊，智慧的妇人啊，可以帮助建立家室。
So the Bible says a wise woman will help establish the family.
啊，所以这个妇女在家庭里面啊，非常重要。
So women in the family are very important.
啊，因为可以帮助丈夫啊。啊，让这个整个家庭建立起来。
Because the wife can help the husband build up the entire family.
啊，圣经里面又讲，有的愚昧的妇人呐、啊，啊，可以把一个家庭把它拆毁掉。
But the Bible also says, foolish women can, dismantle or destroy the entire family as well.
所以妇女成为这个家庭啊兴盛或衰败一个关键人物。
So we see that women in the family are the key to whether this family succeeds or fails.
所以我们看到说底波拉一出现呢、啊，而所有的军兵啊，他们就啊带来一股很大的稳定力量。
So we see that the appearance of Deborah helped calm all the people, the entire Israelite army. So
因为他们知道说底波拉有智慧。
Because they knew that Deborah had wisdom.
有神的同在。
They knew that Deborah had the guidance
of God. 所以他的在场啊，啊，对他们来讲是一个正面的、非常积极、有意义的帮助。
So for her to be there was a very positive force for them.
后来这个底波拉就对啊巴拉说啊。
So then Deborah said to Barak.
我们看四章的十四节。
Let's look at Judges chapter 4 verse 14.
四世纪四章的十四节
Judges chapter 4 verse 14
底波拉对巴拉说你起来今天、啊、就是神将西西拉交在你所的日子神岂不在你的前头行吗于是巴拉下了他伯山、啊啊、跟随他有一万人后来底波拉就对巴拉说、啊、现在就是神要把敌人交在你的手里的时候。
So then Deborah said to Barak, now is the time that God will deliver Sisera into your hand.
他说那个时候是敌人的将军啊，西西呢，他聚集了他的全军。
Because during that time, the commander of the enemy's army, Sisera, had amassed
his army. 他带着他的铁车啊，900辆。
And he brought his 900 chariots of iron.
出来要跟以色列人打仗。
Ready to fight with the Israelites.
本来敌人很大。
And the enemy was very great.
巴拉属带了10,000人。
Barak only brought 10,000 men.
但是先知跟他讲说，神现在就是要把敌人交在你的手里了。
But the prophet has told him, this is the day which the Lord has delivered the enemy into your hand.
神已经在你的前头开始行了，行动了。
And she said, has not the Lord gone out before you?
所以你起来，带着军兵跟着神的脚步去。跟敌人打仗。
So you should stand up and follow the footsteps of the Lord and lead the army of the Lord to
fight. 巴拉就带着他的全军就开始出战了。
So Barak took his entire army and went out to fight.
结果说神就让敌人的全军他们就混乱了。
And we see, then God routed the entire enemy's army.
他们就在以色列人的面前就逃跑了。
So before the Israelites, they fled away on foot.
所以以色列人他们乘胜追击就把所有的这个敌人的军队就他们消灭掉了。
So the Israelites just ran after the army of the enemy and destroyed them.
所以我们说凭信心不凭眼见。
And that's why we say we do things by faith, not by sight.
看起来敌人的势力很强大。
It seems as if the enemy has a very great army. It seems that they have better equipment.
但先知说神已经把敌人交在你的手里了。
But the prophetess says the Lord has already delivered the enemy into your hand.
这个巴拉跟这些军队他们就听从先知的话就去征战。真的神就帮助他们让他们得胜了。
So Barak and the army listened to the word of God and they went out and fight, and then they won.
所以让我们知道说战争的胜败不在兵多不少兵少。
So we see that victory of a battle does not lie on how great your army is.
战争的胜败是在于神。
Victory lies upon whether God helps you
or not. 所以底波拉他能够高举神能够认识神按照神的旨意来征战，所以让他们得胜了。
And we see that Deborah uplifted the Lord, and because she knew the Lord, and they were able to achieve victory.
So, 我们在教会当中有时候看到很多姐妹她们做了很好的服事工作。
So, in the church, we often see many sisters do a lot for the church.
有的信心真的比这个弟兄好的也很多。
And there are also many sisters who have greater faith than the brothers.
他说我们应当效法这个底波拉一样能够鼓励教会的弟兄，然后鼓励自己的丈夫能够刚强壮胆，做心神家的事情。
So we should learn from Deborah. We should encourage the brothers of the church, or in our homes, encourage our husbands to be strong and courageous for the faith.
尤其当负责人的妻子当教会负责人的妻子
Especially if we are the wives of the council members,
更要成为丈夫侍奉上的好帮手。
We should become a good helper, in the service.
能够成为支持他们服事的一股力量。
And become a type of strength that will assist them in their servitude.
让我们的配偶让他们能够没有后顾之忧能够勇敢的为着神的国来征战。
So that our spouses would not worry, but fight courageously for the kingdom of God.
好像底波拉一样
Just like Deborah.
能够鼓励以色列军兵，鼓励巴拉勇敢来征战。
She was able to encourage the army of Israel and encourage Barak to fight courageously.
我们看到这个底波拉，她又有很谦卑的一种美德。
And when we look at Deborah, we see that she also have this virtue of humility.
她可以鼓励巴拉带着军兵去征战。
She was able to encourage Barak to lead the army to go fight.
她尊重这个巴拉在这个战事上的领导地位。
But she also respected Barak's position in leading the army.
所以在这一场的战争当中
So during this battle,
这个战事方面 完全由巴拉啊带着军兵啊啊由他指挥由他带领去征战。
We see that Deborah allowed Barak to be the one who commands the army and leads the army.
这个底波拉他谦卑自己啊了解自己的角色啊在暗中啊啊来帮助他。
And Deborah understood her role, and with humility, we see that she assisted Barak from the sidelines.
所以我们知道说啊，在这个啊教会里面、家庭里面啊，啊有一种秩序。
So we see that whether in the church or in our home, there is a order to things.
因为这个圣经里面啊，讲到这个家庭夫妻之间的关系。
Because when the Bible talks about the different roles and relationships,
既然是一体的关系啊，就不是大小。
Because the husband and wife has a relationship of one
body, 而是一种秩序跟角色上的不一样。
The difference is not whether which one is more important, but the difference of the roles is a matter of what type of responsibilities and role they play.
啊，所以圣经里面讲到说，这个男女有一个秩序。
And so the Bible says there is a certain order to man and woman.
啊，男女之间啊，所扮演的角色不太一样。
The roles that they play are slightly different.
啊，那个妇女啊，一般都是站着比较胡子啊啊做帮手的这样的角色。
Typically, women hold a role of assisting and supporting.
所以在这个家庭里面啊，说啊，丈夫是这个家庭的头。
So in a family, the husband needs to be the head of the household.
啊，所以他要负一个家庭成败的责任。
So he holds the responsibility of whether this family
啊，做妇女的就是帮助自己的丈夫
succeeds or fails, and the wife has to support and help the husband.
虽然有时候自己的丈夫啊，可能能力比你小
，even though sometimes the husband may be not as able as the wife.
但是做妻子的还是要尊重自己的丈夫，说你不可以藐视他。
But the wife needs to still respect the husband and not despise him.
啊，更不可在啊大家公开的场合啊公然的来教训你的丈夫。
And especially in a public setting to not discipline or rebuke your husband.
啊，这就是违反了他的秩序跟角色的问题。
Because if you do this, then you are crossing the roles and responsibilities that you hold.
我们看彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
彼得前书三章第三节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 3.
说你们不要以外面的编头发戴金饰穿美衣为装饰。第四节。
Verse 4.
只要以里面啊存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。啊，这是在神面前啊是极宝贵的。第五节。
Verse 5.
因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人啊啊正是以处为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫啊。第六节
，verse six，
就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿啦。啊，这里是讲到说做这个妻子的角色。
In this passage, it talks about the role of a wife.
啊，说不是用外表的这个。美貌啊啊，这样来做装饰。
And Peter says, we do not adorn ourselves outwardly, merely outwardly.
而是有属灵的美德啊啊来做装饰，这才是最宝贵的。
But what is even more precious is to have the spiritual virtues as our adornment.
他说啊，长久温柔安静的心。
And Peter talks about the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
过圣洁的生活。
And to trust in God to live a holy life.
啊，能够尊丈夫为主啊，啊，顺服自己的丈夫。
To call our husbands as Lord to submit to Him.
啊，能够了解妇女在一个家庭、一个社会、教会当中的角色跟地位。
To understand the role of the wife within the family and within the church and the society.
她能够扮演好自己本身啊所应当扮演的角色，这非常重要。
To be able to fulfill the role that we ought to fulfill, and this is important.
所以我们看到底波拉，她虽然有智慧、有能力，但是她能够坚守她应有的分寸。
And when we look at Deborah, even though she had the ability and the wisdom to do more, but she held her place.
后来他们得胜了以后啊，他就写了一首胜利的凯歌。
And when they had become victorious in the battle, she wrote a song of victory.
啊，那在这个歌当中啊，没有因为说这一场征战啊，他认为自己的功劳啊，来夸耀自己。
And when we look at her song of victory, she did not boast about her own part in this victory.
啊，都是以颂赞神啊为主。
But instead, she focused on praising the Lord.
而且啊，勉励自己，鞭策自己，要不断的兴起啊，不断的努力向前。
Instead, she used the song to encourage herself, saying that she must continually be awake to lead the people of God.
虽然神帮助他们，让他们得胜了。
Even though God had helped them and helped them achieve victory.
但是她一点都不敢骄傲，一点都不敢自满。
But we see that she did not become proud, that she did not become self-reliant.
这是底波拉她的美德。
And this is the virtue of Deborah.
他说我们从这个第五章里面看到这个底波拉所做的诗歌。
So when we look at the song that Deborah wrote in Judges chapter 5,
我们知道说这一首歌啊，跟那个摩西、米利安他们过红海以后啊，他们看到神的拯救在岸边啊，大大的唱歌啊，啊跳舞赞美神啊，啊跟那一首歌啊，啊相比美。
And when we compare this song to a similar song that Moses and Miriam had sung after they crossed the Red Sea. They're both very
powerful.
In the past 20 years, they had been oppressed by their enemies. They only had the cry of oppression. But now that God had helped them achieve victory, so the entire nation of Israel sing aloud to praise God.
所以把这个得胜啊，把它写成诗歌啊，啊来激励百姓，啊来歌颂神。
So they wrote the song of victory into a psalm that the people of Israel can sing together to praise God.
一方面啊，借着这个诗歌也来教导百姓啊，要纪念神的恩典。
And through the psalm, she also teaches the Israelites to remember to be thankful.
啊，让他们的后代祖孙啊，不要忘记神。
So that their descendants will not forget God.
啊，所以我们看到说啊，以色列的领袖常常他们就把对神的颂赞啊，对神恩的感恩啊，都写成诗歌。
We see that often the leaders of Israel will write down their thanksgiving or their praise for God into Psalms.
啊，不只是自己啊，可以从内心里面啊，把神的颂赞感恩啊写在上面。
Not only does this help them express their praise and thanksgiving to God.
啊，这个对后代的祖孙啊也是很大的影响。
But this will also help their descendants.
所以我们看到摩西呢、耶稣也啦，他们年纪大要离开世界的时候，他们都把写诗歌啊啊来教导百姓。
So when we look at Moses and Joshua, when they are old and ready to depart from the world, they would write down their experiences in praising God.
为着要让世世代代的祖孙啊，能够不断的纪念神的恩典。
So that for the generations to come, they can remember the grace of the Lord.
啊，底波拉也是这样做啊。
And we see that Deborah also did the same.
啊，这个诗歌里面啊，他首先谈到啊，以色列人败落的原因。
And in the song of Deborah, we see that first she mentions the reason why the people of Israel had fallen.
我们看五章第六节。
Let's look at Judges chapter 5, verse 6.
五章第六节。
Judges chapter 5, verse 6.
说在亚拿的之子三家的时候，又在亚裔的日子，大道无人行走，都是绕道而行。第七节。
Verse 7.
以色列中的官长停止，直到我底波拉兴起，等我兴起做以色列的母。第八节。
Verse 8.
以色列人选择新神，征战的事就临到城门。那时以色列四万人中啊，岂能看到这个藤牌枪矛吗？ 这个都是谈到以色列人本来啊，他们那个败落啊，啊受欺压的情形。
In these verses, Deborah was depicting the situation in Israel when they had fallen and they were being oppressed.
因为说那个大道没有人行走。
She said that the highways were deserted.
啊，因为国中无王，个人任意而行。
Because there was no king in Israel, so everyone did as they pleased.
啊，很多的盗匪兴起来了，社会不安定。
There were many robbers, and the whole society was very unstable.
所以百姓要走都要走那个秘密的道路啊，啊，不可能公然在这个大道上行走。
So when people traveled, they had to take the secret paths and the lesser known paths, and they did not dare to walk on the highway.
他说当时的官长停止了。
And she said that the villages ceased.
也就是说那些领导者啊，他们贪图自己的私利。
And she talked about how the leaders only cared for themselves.
啊，整个风气不好啊，啊，所以啊，没有办法好好的来处理公务，来带领百姓。
So they didn't manage the people well and lead the people.
啊，所以因为以色列人选择新的神，就他们离开了真神呐，啊，去拜偶像啊，选择新的神。
And she said the reason is because the Israelites chose new gods.And went to worship idols.
啊，所以征战就临到城门。
So there was war in the gates.
啊，所以说人如果离开了神啊，说那个愁苦就会增加。
So when people depart from God, they will only increase in sorrow.
离开了神啊，各样的祸患啊，啊就跟着临到。
When people depart from God, that's when all the disasters will come.
以色列人当中啊，说看不到那个藤牌枪矛。
And she said, among the Israelites, not a shield or spear was seen.
因为国家败落啊，啊，所以虽然有人啊，但是没有武器啊，你怎么跟那么强大的敌人打仗？
Because the entire nation had fallen, so even though they had people, they had no weapon to fight.
然后后来以色列人呢，啊，神让他们复兴起来。
And then the Israelites, God allowed the Israelites to
rise again. 为什么能够复兴起来？
Rise again, and why did He allow them?
就是神在他们当中兴起个好的领导者。
And the first reason why the people rose up again was because God raised a good ruler.
神兴起一个敬畏神的一个士师啊，你先出啊，底波拉来带领他们。
God raised up a female judge who feared God.
啊，引导他们归向神。
To lead them to return to God.
啊，所以让他们的社会政治可以安定下来
，so that their society, the whole village life,
啊，百姓可以团结起来
，be settled again, and the people can unite together.
那神就从他们当中兴起一个军长啊，一个军队的带领者巴兰。
And God also raised up a commander of the army, Barak, among them.
啊，所有的百姓啊，他们就跟从着巴拉，非常勇敢的跟敌人打仗。
So that all the people can follow Barak and fight the enemy courageously.
啊，所以他就讲到几个支派啊，他们就联合起来啊，啊，就跟随巴拉，勇敢的冲到敌人的阵营里面去。
So, in the Song of Deborah, she talked about how several tribes united together and followed Barak to go into the camp of the enemy.
的一些支派啊，他们就在那边消极的观望啊，啊，不参与。
And there are also a few tribes who were very passive and didn't want to be involved, and they just watched from the sidelines.
所以说这些人啊，他们后来就失掉了神的祝福。
And these people, because of what they did, or what they didn't do, so they lost the blessings of God.
所以因为有好的军长带领他们归向神。
But because they had a good leader who led them to return to God.
神帮助他们征战。
God helped them fight the war.
啊，百姓能够团结起来，啊，能够牺牲奉献啊，勇往向前。
And the Israelites were able to unite together and sacrifice, make sacrifices and strive forward.
啊，结果他们在这一场征战当中啊，啊就得胜了。
And in this battle, they were victorious.
啊，虽然敌人很强大，但是敌人后来就失败了。
Even though their enemies were great, but their enemies failed against them.
啊，在这个诗歌当中啊，啊又描写敌人失败。
And in her song, Deborah also wrote about the failure of their enemies.
因为敌人的将军啊，后来被一个妇人啊，把他杀掉。
Because the commander of the enemy's army was killed by a woman.
啊，这个诗歌里面就在描写说啊，啊这个将军的妈妈 她在家里啊，一直的探望。
And in her song, she also talked about the mother of Sisera, the commander.
她说我的儿子啊，怎么迟迟都不回来呢？
And how she is waiting at home, looking out the window, and wondering why her son hasn't come home.
聪明的宫女就安慰她了。
And her wisest attendants answered her.
她说可能你的儿子啊，他们打胜仗啊，得到很多的财宝啊，大家在那边啊金婚呐。
And her wise attendants comforted her, saying, perhaps your son was victorious in the battle, and they are enjoying themselves with all the loot.
妈妈一直期盼她的儿子回来呀，但是期盼不到。
And the mother keeps waiting for her son to return home, but she will never.
因为她不知道说她的儿子已经战败逃走啊，后来被杀了。
She will never see her son again because she does not know her son ran away from the battle and was killed.
所以这个诗歌啊，他们来带动以色列百姓的士气呀。
So Deborah used this song to raise the morale of the Israelite army.
也让他们知道说啊，因为大家顺服神啊，神帮助他们征战来得胜。
And she also wanted to remind them that because they submitted to God, so God gave them victory.
所以我们看到说这个底波拉他做士师的时候带给以色列人复兴。
So we see that when Deborah was the judge of the Israelites, he restored the nation of Israel.
他鼓励百姓啊归向神。
And he encouraged the people to return to God.
结果在他一生当中啊，他说以色列人呐，他们就能够国家太平啊啊，维持四十年的时间。
So that during her lifetime, the kingdom of Israel was at peace for 40 years.
我们最后看箴言三十一章。
Finally, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 31.
箴言三十一章的三十节。
Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30.
三十一章啊，三十节。
Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30.
说艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏神的妇女啊，必得称赞。三十一节。
31.
愿她享受操作所得的。愿他的工作在城门口荣耀他。这里讲到说这个外表的美容这都是暂时的。
In this passage, it talks about our outward appearance is only temporary.
一个妇女真正有价值，她就是存着敬畏神的心。
A woman shall be praised if she truly fears the Lord.
能够成为家中社会当中的一股安定力量。
And she becomes a strength that helps calm.
能够得到神跟人的称赞。
Helps bring the home and the society.
说
他
劳碌的成果能够得到众人来歌颂他。
And that the fruit of her hands will.Bring about praise for her.
所以我们看到这个底波拉不只是她啦，在圣经里面，在我们的生活当中有很多相当优秀的妇女。
So we see that not only Deborah, but in the society in our world, we also see many women who are very exemplary.
她们的表现都很受人的称赞。
And the things that they have done are praised by people.
所以我们在教会里面，我们应当看重这个妇女的角色，她在教会当中的地位，我们不能够忽视。
So we should not neglect the role of a woman in the church and recognize its importance.
我们也盼望大家都能够效法这个底波拉能够有好的信心。又有非常多美好的属灵美德。
And that we should also learn from Deborah, who had a lot of faith and many virtues.
能够大家彼此互相的激励，互相的帮助。
So that we can encourage one another and help one another.
同心合意来建设神的家。
And with one heart and mind to build the household of God.
我们来唱诗433首。
Let's sing hymn number 433.
433.
433.
My spirit is
Be seated.
我们要一起来感谢祷告。
We're going to pray together a prayer of thanksgiving.
因为我们为教会的圣工祷告。
On one hand, let us pray for the work of
the church. 我们也彼此互相代祷。
Let us also pray for one another.
求主坚固我们的信心，让我们大家同心为神的国来努力。
And we ask God to strengthen our faith so that we can strive for the kingdom of God together.
我们为身体健康的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Let us pray for the brothers and sisters who are poor in health.
特别为刘家秀姐妹跟黄燕芬姐妹祷告。
Especially Sister Liu and Sister Huang.
他们身体比较欠安哈，希望我们大家用爱心来代祷。
And we hope that we can pray for them with love.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.